Get out of your rut and into your groove. Let's chat with Will and Tony on News Talk 107.9.
Now, here's Will Kesley and Tony Pack.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Will?
So fine. You blow my mind. Ooh, you blow my mind. I think this is a country song.
I think that's something. It was something.
Isn't there a song out there? Ooh, you blow my mind.
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't there?
But you're talking to the person who knows nothing.
Nothing about me.
I'm like, anything you said, I'd be like, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Today's show is about Name That Tune, of which I will crush you, Tony. Crush you.
I forfeit.
Yeah, it's not easy, huh?
No, it's brutal. It's like, I'm that guy who, you know, I'll sing totally half words and half tones, and just a mess. It's a total mess.
My wife and I love to do this when we're traveling in the car and we're just kind of bored. We'll play Name That Tune. And there was a time when I could just rock it. It's like, I gotcha. It'd be like 200-2. Right.
Yeah.
You had to give name and artist, which makes it even harder. Especially when you're going to like the stations that played stuff from like the 80s. You know, what was the name of that? You can't remember that. But it's a fun little game. So we just poke around the radio, just went country. Didn't matter what it was.
Yeah.
Try to name that song. But now that girl can rock it, man. She's like picked it up.
Yeah. See, I'm terrible. Especially if you go to artist, it's like.
You're gone.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I'm truly terrible.
I think what helped for me in my earlier years, I worked in radio and worked on stations that were called CHRs, Contemporary Hit Radio. And so we played a lot of the artists of that era, 80s and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So those songs it just beat into your head because you played them.
Yeah, you sat there and
every
listened
2 hours, every day you're on the air
and over and over.
So you'd hear them like 10 times more than anybody else would ever hear them.
I have one artist that anytime his stuff comes on, I know it. Cat Stevens.
Oh, Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens comes
you're
on,
so
I'm like,
weird.
Ooh, Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens.
And my wife,
this guy wasn't an artist.
My wife Cat laughs Stevens. At me because I'm always like, oh, Cat. Because it's like the one I know. Whatever.
I just offended two listeners.
Oh, don't. Cat's the man.
You and somebody else that liked Cat Stevens. Cat Stevens, what did he sing?
He said
exactly.
Like Moonshadow.
Oh, Moonshadow. Right, we'll play some Moonshadow.
He said, "What's the now? You put me on the spot. See, this is why I'm so bad at this.
Right. Just text into Tony. Say, Tony, give him a clue. Say, hey, Tony, here's a couple of Cat Stevens songs that I'm sure you don't remember because nobody does.
Whatever. Watch movies. Cat's always showing up in movies.
Interesting topic, though, by the way. Music is a fascinating thing. Like, what makes people like a certain radio station? It has to do with the music they grew up on in high school and early college.
That zone, huh?
That zone. Hmm. And so a radio station will go, well, if we want to go to people that are 45 to 55, when did they graduate? Oh.
Play that music.
Play that group of music, and that's what people will attract to.
Well, what about me? So I'm the...
Obviously, I said Cat Stevens,
open, but,
you're not that old.
Well, I know, I like Cat, but I'm like, have this really broad like.
I'm the same way.
I like the stuff, some of the stuff in high school. I like it all.
I'm
I
all
like rap,
place.
I like country, I like.
You like rap?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm okay with the rap.
I'm not into
ghetto. Ghetto is kind of different, right? The ghetto sound, which is kind of, yo, come on over. I'm like, I don't know.
There's certain rap I love, and there's other that I'm like, yeah, I don't need to listen.
Name a rap artist. Exactly.
Oh my goodness. This is the show where we get embarrassed, Tony, all show long on my ineptitude.
We're talking about families. And in families, it's interesting because we have all kinds of different music. And in our home, we had this plethora of music. I mean, it was all over the place. And that made it fun.
Yeah.
Made it super fun. And then my kids today, they seem to like the 80s more than anything. I'm like, really? It's the 80s. We just had a lot of fun music in it. And listeners, you're like, hey, I want to add something cool. Add in Name That Tune. And play that tune when you're driving down the road. You'd be shocked. And if your kid's like, Mom, that music's stupid, just tell them to just sit back and relax and enjoy the show, kids, because this is real music.
Yeah, and we had a blast. Everybody's singing along and doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember that youth group camp out we were
at? Yeah, okay. So Tony and I, we're at this.
That was great.
Tony and I are at this youth group up in the hills and all week long.
Yeah, we've been there for a whole week with the group.
And the last night, we have this camp out. All the guys are together. We're all hanging around the camp out, just hanging out. And all of a sudden, it's like somebody wanted to like sing a song or something. So somebody brought their phone, had a little boombox.
Yeah, they had a little one of those Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah.
And so we were just
and they started playing songs that were from all genres, all over the place. And these kids were just having a blast.
Oh, we sat around that fire. It was like a flash dance.
Yeah, it was.
You know,
and next thing you know, that group, there was a group that was
flash
like
flash mob. That's
a flash mob.
Yeah, flash mob.
There was a group of camping kids that were half a block away. Next thing you know, they show up at our camp.
And everybody's dancing and singing, and it was hilarious.
So don't give me this when your
kids, there you go.
Your kids like, look, this was every kid from every kind of walk of life, all enjoying all these same songs. And they all knew the hits.
Yeah, and we were playing everything from the 50s to most recent hits.
Yep.
Yeah, that was fun.
I remember that well. It was a cold night.
It was a cold night.
So Tony and I, we do this, take some kids, we go up at these campouts, and we have a great time. That same place we've been camping, it had a kind of like a spring.
Yeah.
Right?
That was cold.
I was just going to say. And we all decided we're going to go to the spring, and the deal was, would you jump in the spring? Oh, my.
No,
but every kid remembers that spring, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Every kid remembers it.
They couldn't breathe when they got in. If you ever jump in cold water, you can't breathe.
No, you can't. You come out and you're like.
And then they panic, like, I can't breathe. I got to get out of the water. It's like, I told every one of them, you jump in, you're not going to be able to breathe.
No, those same kids, they talk about that all the time.
Good
jumping
fun.
Jumping in, good fun. Right?
This is when we talk about, like, let's chat with Will and Tony. We're talking about things that it's okay to let loose a little bit, right? Like this camp out. There were some other adults in some other groups who were like, hey, this is a little.
You're being a little bit loud.
Loud, you know, some people need to sleep. You're going to wake the bears. I'm like, no, the bears are singing too, man. The bears are out there. The coyotes were having a good time.
We were keeping the bears out of the camp.
That's it. They know you're there. It works good. But it's okay to kind of, you know, let it go a little bit and just go with the mood a little bit. It's okay. We sometimes get too stringent on stuff.
Yeah,
and don't allow kids to be kids.
You know, I think that's an important thing. You know, I do a ton of work with youth, and everybody's always asked me, how do you connect with youth? How do you connect with the youth? And I say,
start with setting really stiff rules.
Yeah, that's the exact recipe, right?
Right.
And I always tell them, no, the way you connect with the youth is you get down on your level and you treat them like a human being. That doesn't mean you don't be the adult.
Right.
But you can let down and enjoy a fun time with them in the right environment. You know, if you're going to go play basketball, don't sit on the sideline and talk to the other adult. Get out there and play basketball. Yeah, you might be terrible and you're losing half a lung as you're running down the court like I am.
And 5 pounds.
But they will remember that you got out there and played with them. Mm-hmm. If you just sit on the sideline and are like, I'm just here to supervise this youth group that's hanging out. Well, now you're going to be separate. You're going to be the supervision. Mm-hmm. So get in there and enjoy it with them. You can still be the adult. You don't have to like...
It can still be reverent. It can still be correct. It can all those things need to be there. They like to know what their boundaries are. That's
but get
okay.
Get in there and enjoy.
But
connect.
Yeah. But sometimes you got to let your hair down and let it happen. Well, that wasn't part of our show today, but it started because we talked about cool music.
Yeah.
So do you remember any artists when you were super little?
Super little.
In your home. Did you guys play music
How
at all?
How little
home?
Is little?
Well, that's up to you to decide, Tony.
I don't know. I mean, in high school, I listened to some Garth Brooks.
Neil Diamond.
Stuff.
No, in my home.
Oh, yeah.
Neil Diamond.
I knew Neil Diamond, the jazz singer.
Yeah. That was the music. It's the only record we had. Record. Ooh, that really ages me, doesn't it? Vinyl.
Neil Diamond. That's vinyl. That's straight up.
So anytime a Neil Diamond song's come on, it's just like, oh, that's a memory of home. That's my, and the Carpenters.
Nah, I didn't listen to the Carpenters.
No Carpenters in your, I learned how to sing. I got a scholarship. I paid for college with a vocal scholarship that I started by learning. I would sing along with the Carpenters because I had the same range as Karen Carpenter. In fact, her voice was lower. Loved Karen Carpenter. And my grandmother heard me one day singing this song on the radio. She goes, we're going to go to the library. We're going to get some Karen Carpenter, some albums for you, you know. And so we went to the library. Remember that place you went and saw books? Remember those books,
I remember.
Pages,
you had to actually
paper?
Drive in and grab the book and find it.
And we went in and
the Dewey Decimal System.
we took out 4 albums of Karen Carpenter, the Carpenters, and took them home and put them on the record player. I can't believe I'm saying these words.
Wow.
The record player. And those would play. My grandma was just like, play them loud, baby. Play them loud. Sing. Get it out. And she was a singer.
Really?
Yep.
Like big vocal singer.
Mm-hmm. And so she was just like, this is how you learn. I was like 6 years old. And she's like, you just sing to your heart's content, girl. And she just encouraged it. And I would sing. Right. I went home and I'd get on the swing and I would sing, you know, on top of the world, looking down on creation. And we'd, you know, and singing all the Carpenter songs. And the next thing you know, I'm in high school and I'm, you know, in all these musicals and singing in the choir. And then I get a full ride scholarship in vocals. And it all starts because I was just a little kid that my grandmother said, just sing, just sing.
Just sing it out.
Just sing it out. Just sing, 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 sing. And you kind of develop the talent, don't you?
You know, there's something to that. You know, you get that encouragement when you're little and you don't realize the, you know, a lot of people won't sing out because they're embarrassed. Mm. They think, oh, no, my voice isn't
bad.
That good.
It sounds bad. Yeah.
And
let it sound bad.
And how do you ever learn to sound good if you never just sing out?
Yep.
Your full sing out.
Yep.
Right? And, I mean, I know almost nothing about vocal lessons. But I know if you're hesitant, it's never going to sound that good.
You can't
you
open
let
it
go.
Got to let it go. All my kids were singers. My oldest wasn't really kind of in it, but the rest were all in these show choirs. And it's funny how that kind of tradition kind of carried on to the family. My youngest really wanted to sing, and she had a little more of a struggle when she was younger, kind of getting that. And then all of a sudden, her voice came to fruition in high school. And so all these younger years, she really wanted to be a singer like her older brothers and sisters, right? And perform on stage. And you're just kind of like, oh, it's coming, girl. Just keep working on it, right? And then all of a sudden, come out her sophomore year in high school, it started to come. Now she works for Disney. She's a performer for Disney.
That's great.
So fun little things you do at home.
Yeah.
And so you go
you know
home
what
today.
We did?
But
so we weren't big musical family. I mean, we did music here and there, but what we listened to was comedy. Like, you remember like Abbott and Costello. And like
Cheech
the
and
Smothers Brothers and like all these like pre stand-up comedian type of stuff.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson. And so you talk in my family and it's all about the dialogue humor. It's kind of crazy. So,
yeah. So we grew up on,
we're always joking. And
you remember Cheech and Chong?
I remember
so
Cheech and Chong.
Reasty.
I never listened to them.
I repented for that years ago.
Well, good
and then you. we had a comedian called Poing Dong.
Poing Dong.
It was Hawaiian.
Oh, right.
It was Hawaiian.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. But it's funny how we remember these things at home. As an adult, I guess the takeaway, we got to take a break here real quick, is that the things you do at home, you kind of let your hair down, sing out loud, go get the Carpenters and play them in your house, and tell, you know, and everybody will sing along. You can't help but sing along to Karen Carpenter. You would be shocked what will happen over time, letting your kids sing and perform and act and have funny things and repeat. Like, we have movies in our home that there are lines in those movies we use every day.
Oh, yeah. Like, we have the same thing.
Fix the null post. It's like, these are just lines out of movies. Right? It makes fun at home. And that's the idea. Don't make it so stringent. Don't make it so... Those are traditions. And now when the kids get together for Christmas, we do certain things we did all the time growing up. And it's more special now than it ever was back then.
And you have your own Kesley language.
Yes, we do.
Built up of movie and song titles.
If somebody came and stayed at our house, they would go, what is with these people? They say these weird things. It's like, oh, no, we got this language down, baby.
I like it.
All right, Tony. It's Let's Chat with Will and Tony. Got to take a quick break. We come back. We want to talk about having children.
All right.
And we're not going to talk about the birthing process, but we're going to talk about having children.
We're going to talk about what... What do you do before you have children?
So we got this question, which is, Will and Tony, husband and I are talking about having a kid. Give us some advice.
Wow.
I don't know if they want our advice, Tony.
I don't know. It's a big topic.
Big topic. We also want to talk about aging.
Really?
Yep. If you're at that place, you just turned 50 or plus, or you're not just 60, you turned plus, you'll understand what I talk about when it says you're aging. Things change for you. We want to talk about
that
as well.
I'm still in denial.
You're right. Keep going. All right. Take a quick break. Back in two. It's Let's Chat with Will and Tony on News Talk 107.9.